Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Core Connection, where we concentrate on dreams and desires, optimize new thoughts and ideas, release limiting beliefs and negative strongholds, and embrace empowered living. Now your host, Sue Singleton.
Hello, everybody. This is Sue Singleton, and welcome to Core Connection today. So today we're going to be talking about when the stresses of life are getting you down, just coast. And I want to remind you that during the live broadcast, you can call in if you have a question or you want to make a comment. You can call in. And the number that you can call in is 657-383-0057. So if you'd like to speak to me during our 30 minutes together today, please feel free to call in. And again, the call-in is just for the live shows only. And again, that number is 657-383-0057. Okay, so let's get started. So I hope everybody's doing really good today. And we are going to be talking about this concept of what we think of how we deal with stress within our mind. And so I named this episode today, When the Stresses of Life Are Getting You Down, Just Coast. Now, I have a favorite song of mine, and the name of the song actually is entitled Coast, and it's by this group called The Detention. And in the song itself, there's a line at the beginning that says, "Got to slow this circus down and head on out of town. Just put on the brakes and let the rest of the world drive by." And it's really important to remember that that is something that we all need to learn how to do. Think about this. You know, in this hustle and bustle, hyper-instantaneous world that we live in with emails, social media, texting, Twittering, LinkedIn, all of the different social sites, it's so important that we take the time to slow down and honestly just coast. So what am I talking about whenever I say just coast? What am I implying there? Well, you know, one of the best ways that I have found to do this is to connect with the place that brings me complete peace and tranquility. Now, lots of times people think that they've got to actually get in their car and they've got to drive down to this place, or, you know, they've got to go to a favorite restaurant, listen to a favorite piece of music or whatever. But really, that's not what you have to do. You can go there in your mind, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Now, one of the things that I talk about with my clients is being able to go into meditation. Now, in a couple of weeks, I'm actually going to do a couple of shows on meditation, on how to use meditation, on how to work with meditation, actually there's some different types of meditation. And I'll actually, through one of those shows, I'm going to take you through some meditations. So that's one of the ways that I talk to my clients about getting into that mindfulness place so that you can coast. You know, one of the things that I do is, you know, I actually go to my coasting place by getting into a quiet place and, you know, meditating and bringing that up into my mind. And that could be what one may consider a visualization, daydreaming, you know, whatever you want to call it. You know, I believe that, you know, we all have a place that we're able to go to in our minds that can help us relax, that can help us de-stress, that can help us connect to God, to Source, to Creator, and just really bring ourselves back into the being that we are. And, you know, that is what most of us need to be incorporating and implementing into our lives every day. And I do this with my Reiki clients also. And if you're not familiar with Reiki, you can let me know and we'll kind of talk about that a little bit. Maybe we'll even talk about that in an upcoming show. But, you know, in the course of my business, you know, I do, you know, coaching, I do, you know, Reiki energy healing and chakra balancing, and it all comes together. It all works together, and I implement a lot of different tools and techniques that you can use also in order to find your coasting place. So sometimes my clients tell me, you know, they don't have what I refer to as a coasting place. Now, I say that we all do. And as of yet, with all of my clients, even those that initially said they didn't have one and they were not able to find it on their own, after working together and learning a few techniques, they were not only able to find their coasting place, but they were able to connect with it as well. Now, your coasting place is actually very easy to find. And one quick, easy way to connect to that is to just close your eyes. And, hey, I tell you what, why don't we do this as an exercise while we're on the line right now, okay? So everybody listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the replay of the podcast, I want you to get into a comfortable position. And I'm going to do this with you. I'm going to take you through this little process. So if you can, you know, if you're driving, please don't do this, okay? Stay safe. But, you know, go back and re-listen to the podcast and do it whenever you're at home or in a place where you can relax a little bit and it's safe for you to close your eyes, okay? So, you know, I want you to sit back in your chair. You know, if you're lying down on the bed, you know, I want you to take a couple of deep breaths, and I'll do those with you. So take a deep breath in and let it out. And take another deep breath in and let it out. And let's just take one more deep breath in. And I want you to hold this one for 5 seconds. So take a deep breath in and let it out. And I want you to make sure your eyes are closed. And I want you to let your mind wander to the first place that comes up that makes you smile, that makes you feel comfort and joy and contentment. I just want you to notice the first place that pops in your mind when I say the words comfort and peace and joy and contentment. Okay? And I'll just take another deep breath in and let it out slowly. And open your eyes. So, were you able to find a place? Did some place that you felt comfortable with, that you felt immediately when you thought of joy and contentment and peace, there was some place that popped into your mind? That's your coasting place. Now, for me, it doesn't matter if the sun is shining, if it's cloudy, if it's raining. My connection to peace and tranquility is complete when I am there, and that is at the beach. Now, it's been that way for me for many years, actually since I was a child. And when I am connected mentally to my coasting place, which is the beach, which is the ocean, the child within me always wants to come out to play. And it's really easy to go into the place of connecting with your coasting place. Let's say if perhaps yours is the mountains, maybe you like, you know, being in the mountains and sitting out on the deck and, you know, feeling the breeze on your skin and just listening to the birds and the trees. You know, there's an easy way that you can connect to that. And the way you do that is this little exercise that we just did. You take a few minutes, you take a couple of minutes, take 2 or 3 really deep cleansing breaths. And then you think about that place that you go to where you feel that peace, where you feel that joy, where you feel that contentment. And you're there. Your mind is there in your coasting place. And so while you're in your coasting place, you can experience all the things within your mind that actually could be happening if you were there, where if you're sitting in the rocking chair on the porch, feeling the breeze, listening to the birds chirp in the trees. Those are all things that play over in your mind, and you can actually tap into the essence of being there. Now, this is a great stress reliever. Now, there's been lots of studies that have been done by universities where they have, you know, hooked up people to these machines and measured how the brain responds to them doing visualizations, you know, whether it be a visualization of being in a place or participating in a sport. You know, if someone that is sick and visualizing, you know, all the healthy blood cells pouring through the body, it's amazing how the mind responds to that. And it's an instant stress reliever. So, you know, like I said, for me, and maybe for you too, your coasting place could be the ocean. And like I said before, maybe it's the mountains. Perhaps it's even a beautiful garden that you like to visit. It could be your own backyard. Maybe you have a nice, beautiful garden in your backyard. Now, I have a really good friend. Actually, she's my best friend. Her connection to peace and tranquility is sitting in a gazebo overlooking a pond on her property. Now, maybe you own a farm and you like going out and walking around on your farm, and that brings you a lot of peace and tranquility, being out in nature, walking around on the trails that are around your farm. Maybe you enjoy the smell of freshly plowed fields, or you like working in your flower garden. And maybe you're a city person. You know, like one of my really good childhood friends, you know, she found her coasting place to be a deck outside of her apartment late at night, overlooking the city and seeing the lights. You see, it really doesn't matter where your coasting place is. It really doesn't matter where your coasting place is. What is important is finding your coasting place and making time consistently to connect with the peace and tranquility that you find there. Now, this is a fast-paced world that we live in. We are constantly connected to social media, to Twitter, to Facebook, to LinkedIn, and it's important that we find our coasting place and we make time consistently on a regular basis to connect with the tranquility there. You know, when the stressors of life and work are getting you down, remember, you don't have to physically take yourself to your coasting place. All you have to do is just close your eyes and let your mind take you away, connecting you to the essence of being there. And as I like to say, that's where you can coast. It's a beautiful concept. So let's take another minute. I want to give you that phone number again in case if you are listening live and you want to call in. You can call in to 657-383-0057. And if you have a question or you have a comment, then, you know, we'll take a minute and answer those questions for you. So let's talk a minute about what happens with those stressors, what actually is happening when you're able to go into this coasting place and you actually are connecting to the peace and the tranquility and the contentment that you physically find when you are at your coasting place, the actual place itself. What happens emotionally in the brain? Well, you know, emotionally, if you work with the law of attraction, you know that what you're putting out there, you're getting more of that back to you, right? So as you play with your emotions with this coasting place, you find that you actually have an emotional guidance system. And your emotional guidance system actually allows you to pick a better emotion and move up that emotional scale. And I'm going to see if I can find here really fast the emotional scale so I can kind of review it with you. But basically with the emotional scale, what happens is as you're going through your process of, now hold on one second, emotional scale. I'm going to do this while I'm talking. As you're going through the process of connecting with your coasting place. And again, this is where you're letting go of all this stress and the anxieties of your day, of what may be going on in your life, and you're actually moving up the emotional guidance scale. So with the emotional guidance scale, you know, let's just say we're going to start down at the bottom of the emotional guidance scale. So, for example, you know, insecurity, guilt, unworthiness are all really low emotions. you know, fear and grief and depression are actually the lowest emotions on the emotional guidance scale. So as you are going through this process of connecting with your mind in your coasting place and letting go of the stressors, you're able to go from, let's say, fear to anger. Now, you may say, well, anger is still a very low emotion. And yes, I agree that it is. But compared to fear, it's a higher emotion on the emotional guidance scale. And when you get to anger, as you're still working through that process, you're able to go from anger to disappointment. And again, disappointment is a lower emotion, but it's not nearly as low as fear. It's not nearly as low as anger. So you've gone from fear, which we'll say is maybe like a 22, that'll be like your lowest emotion, and you're able to raise your emotion up to disappointment, which is a 12. And maybe after being in your coasting place and doing some meditation there for a while, you're able to go from disappointment into contentment. Maybe you're feeling contentment at that point. You're able to release the stress. You're able to release the anxiety, and you actually are feeling more content because you just feel all that stuff falling away. So now you've gone from the bottom of the emotional guidance scale, which we will say is a 22, and now you've gone all the way up to contentment. You are rising up on the emotional guidance scale. So now you're at contentment, which would be like a 7 on the emotional guidance scale. And so as you're able to raise your emotional vibration, then the law of attraction comes into play, because you're able to attract more contentment as you release the fear and the anger and the disappointment, and you come into contentment, then you're going to be able to find more contentment. And as you find more contentment, then you're going to be able to go to hopefulness. You're going to be able to go to optimism. You're going to be able to go to positive expectation, enthusiasm, passion, and to the ultimate, which is always joy, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation. Those are the tip of the iceberg on the emotional guidance scale. And so, you know, with the law of attraction, that's how it works about what you're putting out there. And, you know, even if you don't work with the law of attraction, that's okay, because the principles are still the same. Because, you know, even think of something that, you know, you're feeling down, you're feeling poorly, you know, this is, okay, let's do it this way. Let's say you're getting ready to go to work in the morning time, and everything you're doing, you're dropping things on the floor, you know, your hair won't do right, your makeup doesn't look right, your clothes don't fit right, you twist your ankle going down the doorsteps to go to your car. Everything is just following course as you're getting ready to go to work and as you leave to go to work. And that's how your whole day goes, because that's the mindset that you had that morning as you were getting ready to go to work. Nothing changed, and it was like all day long. How many times have I heard people say that? You know, my day started out this way. It's been like this all day long, one thing after another. Well, friends, that is the law of attraction. Whether you practice law of attraction or not, that is the law of attraction, because your mindset, you're on the emotional guidance scale, is still at the same place. So as these things are happening and you're still feeling all of these things, and your emotions may be really low and they may be even going lower as the day goes on, more of those type of things come into your existence. But if you can take a few minutes and actually go into your coasting place and bring up that peace and contentment and tranquility, do a little bit of meditation, you're going to find that a lot of those low stressors, those low emotions, do start fading away. Now, it does take practice, and it does take consistency to work at it every day. I mean, it works the first time you ever do it, I can promise you that, but it is something that, to maintain it, you have to keep doing it each and every day. That's why I say you have to be consistent with it. You have to put forth that effort every day. And one of the things I like to do with my clients is when we're working through the coasting processes and we're working through meditation and we're working on the emotional guidance system and how it works for them, I always infuse what we're doing with Reiki energy, and I'm always scanning and having them scan their chakras, and hopefully you know what the chakras are. If not, we'll be talking about that in a couple of weeks also. But you can actually use the Reiki energy to actually help to just really tune into just kind of basing in the coast in place. And I really love to do that with my clients. They have really, really huge results in that. So, you know, it's just so important, you know, what we're thinking about, you know, what we're doing. You know, our life is so busy. Gosh, you know, my life is busy. I know your life is busy. We all have so much going on, and we just really need to take these times. We need to set aside a little bit of time each day so that we can de-stress, so that we can clear our mind, so that we can slow the surface down, head on out of town, put on those brakes, let the rest of the world drive by, and just coast. It's just so important. If I had anything that I really, really, really wanted people to know, it's just how important that is for our psyche in our day-to-day things of living, in our way of living, in everything that we do. So, you know, that's when I say the stresses of life are getting you down, to just coast. And I hope that you found this information helpful today. It's kind of hard to, you know, when we're doing these live on-air blog talk radio segments, sometimes, you know, I tend to wander around on what I'm saying, but I really wanted that point to get across about when the stresses of life are getting you down, to just coast. And that coasting means finding your coasting place, being able to stay in your coasting place for a few minutes, even if it's just for 1 minute, 30 seconds, 60 seconds. Guys, I'm telling you, I have clients, and I've done this myself, where I would be in a situation where my clients may be at work. I may have been at work on a regular job, and I would get really stressed out. And I would go to the bathroom, and I would sit down in the stall, and I would do this coasting process. It takes about, you can do it in 30 to 60 seconds, and it's amazing what that does to the stress level. You can just feel that stress going down. And it, you know, in today's times, like I said, with everything we've got going on, our busy lives, with the social media, you know, emailing, twittering, you know, people being on Facebooking and WeMa and, you know, all the other social sites, it's really important that we take a little bit of that time, prioritize it into getting us to feeling better, and really taking that time each and every day, okay? So I hope you've enjoyed this episode today. I thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're on the live cast now or whether you are listening to the replay. And let me just take a quick look over to see if we have any callers with any questions. And I don't see any questions, so I'm going to sign off for now. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed week. May all of your dreams and desires come true. May you find your coasting place. May you rest there. And look, guys, I would like to hear from you. I'd like to hear how you're putting this coasting process into place. If you'd like more information about it, you can request that also. Contact me by email. It is Sue P. Singleton at AtlanticCoreCoaching.com. You can also check out my website, which is AtlanticCoreCoaching.com. You can also find me on Facebook. You can go to Facebook, you can type in Core Power Essentials or Atlantic Core Coaching, and you're going to find me there as well. I'd really like to know how this process is working for you. As I said before, we're going to be talking about meditation. I'm going to be doing a couple of episodes on that back-to-back on how to, what is meditation, how to use it, and some forms of meditation so that you can, if you're not familiar with meditation, you can find one that works for you, okay? And we're also going to be talking about the chakras a little bit later on also, and we're going to be using some Reiki energy and doing some Reiki balancing of the chakras while we're on our live call. So until next time, you take care, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.